His brow was white as the marble of Pentelicus, and of a height and breadth almost godlike. I said to myself with all the ardor of a sculptor that this man was a faun statue out of antique Hellas, dug from a temple's ruins and brought somehow to life in our stifling age, only to feel the chill and pressure of devastating years. And when he opened his immense, sunken, and wildly luminous black eyes, I knew he would be thenceforth my only friend, the only friend of who had never possessed a friend before. For I saw that such eyes must have looked fully upon the grandeur and the terror of realms beyond normal consciousness and reality, realms which I had cherished in fancy but vainly sought. So as I drove the crowd away, I told him he must come home with me and be my teacher and leader in unfathomed mysteries. And he assented without speaking a word. Afterward, I found that his voice was music, the music of deep viols and of crystalline spheres. We talked often in the night and in the day, when I chiseled busts of him and carved miniature heads in ivory to immortalize his different expressions.